Namaste, Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in Greater Houston on K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to Europe listeners and good evening to the Bharat listeners on TuneIn.com. You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show. We are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time. Our studio number is 832-361-0625. Local time is 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. This is your host, Kanti Patel.
And Deepak Kotecha.
Himal.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Vedanta and its theory and practice. Materialism says the voice of freedom is a delusion. Idealism says the voice that tells of bondage is delusion. Vedanta says you are free and not free at the same time. Never free on the earthly plane, but ever free on the spiritual plane.
केशवं कृष्णदामोदरं रामनारायणं जानकीवल्लभं अच्युतं केशवं कृष्णदामोदरं
We have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned. Coming your way shortly is Hindu calendar, Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand Srinivasan. However, we don't have Anand today, so we will have Bhavi Pandya do a musical segment about some ragas or some acharya who is well versed in the classical Indian music. Then we have event roundups on 10 o'clock. 10:30, Sri Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara Narsivan. 11 o'clock, Quest of Hinduism. And in this segment today, we're going to discuss the history of Bharatvarsha. And under that title, we will have Adi Shankaracharya. 11:15, Young Hindu Voice. And 10:55, Mangalam.
शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं
मेरे शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम
राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम
राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम
Today we're going to take an article by Robert Piper on 9 powerful lessons from studying with a monk. Number 1, keep trying until you get it right. The most important lesson in life. The most important lesson in life was trying something 3 times and perhaps even 4 times before you stop trying and move on. The monk teaches that even after multiple tries, you should work on different angles to approach things that are difficult. If you keep trying, you will eventually get to where you're going. Number 2, the answer to your question is inside of you. As part of the original monastery training, the monk doesn't answer direct questions from a student unless it is a well thought out question. A proverb says, "Teachers open the door, but you must enter by yourself." Some forms of Zen Buddhism use a similar style of training. An old saying goes, in making a 4-corner table, the teacher shows the student how to make 1 corner. It's the student's job to figure out how to make the other 3. They do this because they are preparing a student to deal effectively with problems in the real world. It is fascinating how much you have to rely on your own intuition when you are surrounded by people and you don't speak the same language. In life, therefore, when we try new things, we have to go into new places with only a small amount of information. The real world doesn't give us the answers. The greatest teacher is within us. Number 3, real wisdom in life comes from doing something and failing. Prior to starting meditation, someone is likely to get upset when you try something and fail. You have to remember that you will run into problems and you have to find the solutions. Even if it's only for a few minutes a day, you should start trying meditation. When you struggle, you will learn about ourselves and when we need to do and what it is that we need to do to become stronger. Number 4, when you start to do meditation, you recognize the egotistical mind. Everything in the ego's world is the result of comparing. You can compare yourself to others and you can compare yourself to other things. When you start doing meditation, you begin to build a separation from this egoistical mind, which is constantly making these comparisons. A lot of us try something and get rejected, and so we give up. Even worse, we will blame ourselves for a long time and get depressed. When you start to do meditation, you are able to identify the ego and are able to distance yourself from it. Number 5, we must be both compassionate as well as resilient. This is the part that's perhaps difficult. You have to figure out the answer. How many times do you have to call or email someone to get something done in the real world? It sometimes is several tries. Most of the time we blame ourselves because we try something once and fail. However, it is important to try again. An old proverb says, "Cotton on the outside, steel on the inside." It reminds us to be compassionate, but definitely not weak. Number 6, patience is a virtue. The monk always makes you wait. For example, when you get to his house, he's going to make you wait to see how badly it is that you want something. The question is, how's this and how's that, instead of getting to the real issue. However, It is the monk's way of teaching you to try and separate that which is real from that which is important. Patience, therefore, is the gift of inner calm. Number 7, detach yourself from ego. It is hard to sit at a restaurant by yourself. You're constantly worrying that people are thinking that you're a loser because you're sitting by yourself. But the reality is, you will never be happy if you always care about what others think around you. Prior to meditation, it's easy to get upset. However, when you let go of your egoistical needs, it's easier to accept and even benefit from whatever comes to you. Number 8. In Taoism, they say, no self, no enemy. It's the enemy within that causes all our fears, worries, and insecurities. If you come to terms with this enemy within, it will impact every area of your life. It's the identification with the self and ego that causes life's problems. How many times do we not try something because of fear? Think about the fears that we have conjured up in our minds that keep us from being truly happy. If you can conquer the enemy within yourself, you won't have an enemy outside yourself. Last one, number 9, happiness comes from within, but it also comes from without. There's a Buddhist physician that used to meditate in his office before he would interact with patients. He was one of the happiest and most compassionate people. By creating happiness inside through meditation, he was able to increase the emotional state and spread it to others. We must then cultivate happiness from inside and spread it to everyone that we interact with. The monk used to say, everyone has a purpose or a mission in life. Therefore, we have to find the happiness within, and we must find our purpose on the outside.
केशवं कृष्णदामोदरं रामनारायणं जानकीवल्लभम् अच्युतं केशवं कृष्णदामोदरं
Today's calendar, today Sunday, June 28, 2015, Vikram Samvat 2072, Shaliwahan Sake 1937, Adhik Mas Shukla Paksha, Vishakha Nakshatra, and 11th day or Ekadasi today. And again, this week, today is Kamala or Padmini Ekadasi, and this week on Thursday is Akshar Purnima. We are in the Purushottam Mass or Adhik Mass, therefore all days of this month are auspicious.
शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं
शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
राम नारायणं जानकी वल्लभं
राम नारायणं जानकी
केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
राम नारायणं जानकी वल्लभम्
राम नारायणं जानकी वल्लभम्
कृष्ण दामोदरम्
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
राम नारायणं जानकी वल्लभम्
राम नारायणं जानकी वल्लभम्
अच्युतं केशवं कृष्ण दामोदरम्
प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वाम् अनुसंदधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोस्तु ते व्यास विशाल बुद्धे पुल्लारविन्दाय पत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारत तैल पूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः प्रपन्न पारिजाताय तोत्र वेत्रैक पाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीताये नमः सर्वोपनिषदो भावः दोग्धा गोपालनन्दनः పార్థోవత్సుధీర్భోక్తా దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహత్ వసుదేవసుదం దేవం కంసచాణూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం భీష్మద్రోణతటాజయద్రథజల గాంధారనీలోపల శల్యగ్రాహవతే కృపేణ వహని కర్ణేన వేలాకుల అశ్వత్థామ వికర్ణ ఘోర మగర దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సోత్తీర్ణా ఖలు పాండవైరణనది కైవర్తక కేశవ పారాశర్యవజసరోజ మమలం గేదార్థగంధోత్కడం నానాఖ్యానకేసరం హరికథా సంబోధనాబోధితం లోకే సజ్జన షట్పదైరహరహ పేపీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత పంగజం కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంహం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపా తమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్ర మరుతః స్తున్వంది దివ్యే స్తవైః వేదై సాంగ పదక్రమోపనిషదైః గాయందియం సామగాః ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యందియం యోగినః యస్యాం దన్న విదుస్సురా సురగణాః దేవాయ తస్మై నమః దేవాయ తస్మై నమః.
Jaya Jaya Shiva Shambho, 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 Jaya
we're going to take Swami Vivekananda's thoughts on knowledge and ignorance. Number one, you are pure already. You are free already. However, if you think you are free, free you are this moment. But if you think you are bound, bound you will be. This is a very bold statement. It may frighten you now, but when you think over it and realize it in your own life, then you will come to know that what I say is true. 4. Supposing that freedom is not your nature, by no manner of means can you become free. Supposing you are free, and in some way you lost that freedom, that shows that you are not free to begin with. Had you been free, what could have made you lose it? Number 2. Various clouds of various colors come before the sky. They remain there in a minute, and then pass away. It is the cloud that is changing. So you are always perfect, eternally perfect. Nothing ever changes your nature, or ever will. All these ideas that I am imperfect, I am a man, I am a woman, a sinner, or I am the mind, I have a thought, I will think, all are hallucinations. You never think, you never had a body, you never were imperfect. Number 3. You are in all, and you are all. Whom to avoid and whom to take? You are the all in all. When this knowledge comes, delusion immediately vanishes.
नवनीरदाभात् पीताम्बरादरुणबिम्बफलाधरोष्ठात् पूर्णेन्दुसुन्दरमुखा दरबिन्दनेत्रात् कृष्णात् परम् किमपि तत्त्वमहं न जाने राधे 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 जपो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे राधे जपो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे राधे रटो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे राधे रटो चले आएंगे बिहारी
आएंगे बिहारी 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 चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे 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 रटो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे राधे रटो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधा मेरी चंदा चकोर है 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 बिहारी
राधा मेरी चंदा
राधे 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 रटो चले आएंगे बिहारी
राधे राधे
घरानी मिसरी तो स्वाद है बिहारी,
घरानी मिसरी तो स्वाद है बिहारी,
राधा रानी 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 मिसरी तो स्वाद है बिहारी,
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
राधा मेरी गंगा तो धार है 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 बिहारी,
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
राधा रानी तन है तो प्राण है 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 बिहारी,
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी,
listeners, today is Padmini Ekadasi. I'm going to read the story of the Padmini or Kamala Ekadasi. Legend go around King Kartavirya, who was the ruler of kingdom of Treta Yuga. The king had been married to 1,000 queens only to the pretext of having a son that could rule his dynasty. Hence, in order to get a son, the king had performed several austerities for several thousand years, or rather 10,000 years, but to no avail. Thus, he set out to the forest. Knowingly, Padmini, one of the 1,000 queens of Kartavirya, followed him and met Ansuya on the way. On inquiring about any vrat that could help in conceiving a baby, Ansuya asked her to observe two Ekadasis that fall in Adhik Mas, as directed by Kartavirya, and Padmini observed the said fasts. Soon after, Lord Vishnu appeared before the couple and further informed that they would soon be granted their wishes, as they had observed the vrat in month that is considered highly auspicious. In due course of time, the couple was blessed with a healthy son named Kartavirya Arjuna, who was not only powerful but also defeated and imprisoned Ravana. The Padmini Ekadasi vrat is observed by following the same routine as that of other Ekadasis. Devotees have to restrict themselves from consuming food items such as rice, urad dal, chickpeas, spinach, honey, and so on.
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी। राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधा रानी सागर तरंग है बिहारी।
राधे 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 रो चले आएंगे बिहारी। राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधा बिहारी।
राधा रानी मोहनी तो मोहन बिहारी।
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधा मेरी गोरी तो सांवरे 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 बिहारी।
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
चंचल बिहारी।
राधा रानी भोली भाली 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 चंचल बिहारी।
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी। राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधा रानी नथली तो कंगन बिहारी।
राधे 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 रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधे राधे रट्टो चले आएंगे बिहारी।
राधा रानी मुरली तो तान है बिहारी। राधा रानी मुरली तो तान है बिहारी,
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 राधे 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 राधे।
Listeners, it's time for the community calendar.
So today, India House and Natch Houston presents Karma, the Wheel of Life. It's at the Miller Outdoor Theater at 6000 Herman Park Drive, Houston, Texas. It starts at 8:30 p.m. Free tickets and free parking at www.natchhouston.com or call 713-885-6765 for information. Sri Gauri Siddhi Vinayak Mandir of Houston on 5645 Hillcroft Avenue extends a hearty invitation to all devotees for the Adhik Ashad Mas Ekadashi Mahapuja and Mahayagna of Sri Mahapurushottam Bhagwan, Sunday, July 12th, 2015. The Mahapuja starts at 3 p.m., Mahayagna starts at 6 p.m., Purnahoti or Nariyal offering is at 6:30 p.m., Maha Aarti at 7 p.m. and Maha Prashad will be served after the Aarti. Devotees wishing to sit in the Havan and Puja may give their names to the priest, Sri Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868. The Shiv Mahapuran Katha starts at July 13th through July 19th. Pran Pratishtha is at July 17th through July 19th, 2015. At the Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir on 6640 Harvin Drive, Houston, Texas. The Katha time is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and on July 13th through July 17th. And then the Katha time from 18th July to 19th July 2015 will be at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Mahaprasad will be served every day. This is Pujya Sri Giribapu that will be given the Katha.
Sundarkand Path by Pujya Sri Aswin Bhai Pathak. Today, Sunday, June 28th, timings are 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Light Dinner Prasad. From 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sundarkand Path. And from 8:30 to 9 p.m. will be Aarti. The venue is Vallabh Priti Seva Samaj Haveli, 11715 Belfort Village Drive, Houston, Texas 77031. Public and free events will be sponsored by Sri Sitaram Foundation and Vallabh Priti Seva Samaj. Vedant Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Lindeter Drive, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, first and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday, on Works of Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sarada's Gospel, 5th Sunday, Swami's of Ramakrishna Order visit to conduct retreats and lectures. For more information, log in to www.houstonvedant.org or 281-584-0488. Heritage classes in KT Cypress and Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years, meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, Bhajan, competition and fun activities. Adult meditation classes register at www.ashirwadablessing.org or Sri Rawala at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com.
Thank you. सरोज रज निज मनु मुकुरु सुधारी बरन रघुबर बिमल जसु जो दायक फलचारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानिके सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या।